Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, let's talk about assumptions. You know, some people say you should never assume. You know what they say about that, right? We often see people making certain assumptions about retirement that just aren't true. Let's explore some of those. A lot of people, I'm sure, have told you that they're going to spend less money when they retire, and that's not always the case, is it?
Yeah, that's definitely not the case with my clients. And I'm amazed with how many people come in for some sort of initial consultation, and they really haven't spent any time figuring out what they're going to spend in retirement. Well, that's one of the foundations of putting together a real retirement plan. So a lot of my clients spend the same or more than they did when they were working in their first, say, 10 years of retirement, whether that's traveling or playing golf or buying cool stuff for the grandkids. And then there a lot of times is a calm period before healthcare costs ramp up for one or both of them. So a lot of my clients absolutely spend as much in retirement as they did while they were working. And by the way, don't expect your taxes to be lower in retirement either.
Yeah, I know a lot of people assume that their taxes are going to be lower when they retire, but you shouldn't bank on that either.
Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't. You got to remember a couple of things. First of all, your main deductions that you have when you're working, they're going away. You're very likely not to have a home mortgage. And if you do, you're not paying much interest on that. Your kids aren't deductible anymore. You're not making 401k contributions. And you're probably contributing more time and less money to your charitable things. Well, those four items tend to make up $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a year in deductions while you're working. That turns into a standard deduction of about $24,000 to $26,000 when you're in retirement. So the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, and when I use this phraseology, it kind of pops some people's eyes out. But your 401k and your IRA, you have a partner in that account. And that partner is the IRS, because every penny you take out of your 401k and your IRA, that's taxable. The principal and all the growth, that's taxable just like it were a paycheck. Well, everybody listening to this show knows that we now have a $21 trillion debt in this country, and it's growing by $1 trillion a year. So your partner, the IRS, is going to need more money 10 years from now than they need today. And if you're 65 today, you're likely to be retired for 25 or 30 years. So while I can't guarantee your taxes are going to be higher in the future, I want to assure you that if you've saved well for your retirement, your taxes are going to be higher in the future. You know, one additional comment on this, Ron, because it just happened this last week. We do taxes for our clients as well. We do estate planning, investments, and taxes for our clients. I had a gentleman in to pick up his taxes this year. He's a recent widower. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to be filing as a single person, and his 15% bracket is going to jump to the 22% bracket.
Oh, my goodness.
And he won't have any more money. He'll just have higher taxes. And his standard deduction is going to get cut in half because he's now single. So becoming single is another reason why your taxes are not going down in retirement. You have to have a plan for that.
David, I know we have a lot of listeners out there saying right now, but I don't want the Internal Revenue Service to be my partner. But yeah, that's just the way it is. You're listening.
Well, there are some good strategies. So if you're listening right now and you think, I have to find a way out of that, then give us a call. Don't ask us to do a complete planning review. Just ask to meet with me for a discussion of how you can reduce your taxes in retirement, and we'll talk about that specifically.
Okay, cool. There are a lot of people who say they need to help get their kids through college. I can certainly understand that. Before they even worry about saving for retirement, that's potentially a really serious mistake to make.
That is. That's a really bad mistake to make. I've never actually met with anybody or spoken with anybody who said, yeah, if I hadn't had to work my way through college, I'd be so much better off today. But I have met with people, a bunch of people, who regret not saving more for their retirement. So if paying for your kids' college is not part of your plan, part of your written plan for your own retirement, then you need to come up with some alternative solutions for that. But don't sabotage yourself and your retirement in the process.
David, I know when you first meet with people, a lot of them probably come in and they say, you know, I'll never really be able to retire. And I think probably a lot of the people who say that, in fact, almost all of the people who say that, just don't have a plan. They don't really know. And so they're just leaning on that. And that's an excuse for not saving, for not doing anything, any kind of long range planning, right?
Yeah, I've met people on both sides of that. I'll never be able to retire. And you look at their situation and go, yes, you will. And others who are kind of thinking they're good, and you look at their situations thinking, wow, you are nowhere close to good. So obviously it's easier to build a nest egg when you get started early. But a lot of people get to their 50s and they feel way behind. The truth is that people in their 50s are usually in a pretty good position to save more than they've ever saved and to quickly close that gap. But if you're in your 50s or your early 60s and you suspect that you're behind, do yourself a huge favor. Get a checkup from a professional now. Honestly, nobody sits on their couch with chest pains and shortness of breath and says, yeah, maybe I'll get that checked out next month. So if you're getting that close to retirement, why would you wait for something as important as your financial plan for the next 25 or 30 years of your life? So right now, if you're sitting there being totally honest with yourself saying, okay, he just talked about me, I don't have a real retirement plan, here's what I want you to do. I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
And our next question comes from Lou in Grandview. Lou says, should I buy gold coins or gold bars? Or no gold at all?
Oh, Lou, that's a really good question. You know, opinions are all over the map on this from professionals in my industry. Gold is costly to store if you're going to actually own gold bars. Gold does not pay a dividend. It doesn't pay any interest. And frankly, it's impossible to spend on groceries, your mortgage, your vacations, etc. So, Lou, you can probably already tell that my opinion is I don't have gold in very many of my clients' portfolios. If you look at the price of gold, it was 25% higher than it is today at its peak in 2011. If you had lost that much money over the last 7 years in this tremendous bull market we've had, nobody would consider that to be an investment. So, Lou, I'm not gold's biggest fan. I've got clients that believe in it. I read people who believe in it. It's just, it's not a thing for me. I would discourage you. However, if it's a commitment of yours, then owning gold coins and gold bars probably is not your best bet unless you really think that the world is going to come unglued and you want to have those gold pieces right there in your hand.
Well, if the world comes to an end, what are you going to do with them?
Well, you're not going to spend it on groceries or your mortgage. I know that.
That's right. Victoria lives in Overland Park, and Victoria has a good question. She says she's in her late 50s, and this is really a sad situation, and I know you deal with this a lot. She's in her late 50s and recently divorced, and she's extremely worried about what retirement is going to look like now that she'll just have one Social Security benefit and half of the assets that she had planned on having. Can I overcome a divorce this late in life? That's what she wants to know.
That's really difficult, Victoria, and I'm sorry about that situation. You might be in a great position. You might be in not such a good position. It's impossible to know from what you said in the question. Late 50s gives you less options than you might have had otherwise. But you can absolutely overcome a divorce. But financially, overcoming it won't happen by itself. So, you know, some key questions that come to my mind, Victoria, are, were you the primary earner when you were married, or was your ex-husband? Will you continue to work for the next 5, 7, 10 years? Are you a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to your investments? If not, is your financial advisor your advisor or your ex-husband's advisor? So those are all things that would help you make sure that you have a plan that is a real plan for you who have just become suddenly single. A lot of similar concerns between widowers and divorced folks, but they are not so unique that your financial professional hasn't handled those before, and they won't have some really good ideas for you on things specifically that you need to pay attention to. You are really likely to live another 30 years or more. You may live it as a single, you may live it as remarried. Either way, you want to make sure you have a really good plan that you understand that is built for you in your current circumstances. And that's going to give you a lot of financial confidence for moving forward.
Most people find that putting together a solid retirement plan is a lot less of a challenge than you think it might be. You might find out that you're in much better financial condition than you thought, but you won't find out until you go through the CPR. It's complimentary, the complete planning review available from David Dickens at KC Financial Advisors. CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.